Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you, as always, for your energy exchange. And we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. So two powerhouse soul sisters. Yes, you see
That's
them.
For sure.
Jennifer Raw, you've seen her before. Kendra, you've seen her before. So they're actually coming on together because there's some amazing shifts that happen in a massive way. We've just been informed. And they're going to enlighten us. And also, if you hang on and stay through the whole thing here, they're going to activate us. Very cool. And they're going to do it together. So definitely don't want to miss that one. Hey, everybody. So thanks again for always staying connected with us. You know, as always, our links are in the description below. Telegram, wherever you're watching this, if you can hit the big red button, hit subscribe, turn on that notification
bell. And please share the video.
Yep. Absolutely. And you can also watch this on Roku. So if you have Roku TV, just simply use your same login and password, watch us on Roku and enjoy that experience there. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you actually got it.
All right.
All right. So for those of you that have missed Jennifer and Kendra on Spiritually Raw, go back and make sure to check them out. Those are excellent shows. Kendra was on twice and Jennifer's been on once so far. And they are both also on the Ascended Masters store. So let me give you a quick little bio in case you're like, who are these beautiful ladies? I want to get to know them. All right. Welcome to the show, Jennifer Ashira Raw. Jennifer activates humanity's new lay code. She's a high priestess initiation and master facilitator. She's called to gather the leaders and the way showers for the new age of light. Her name actually means the giver of codes. And right next to her is Kendra, divine purpose mentor. She's a spiritual teacher and a metaphysician. She was born with a heightened range of sensitivity and extra senses. Do not let her age fool you. Let me tell you something. Both of these ladies are very, very wise, and they've been around. They are truly ascended masters. They are divine. They connect with very divine sources. Kendra, she sees vibrational frequencies of everything around her. Make sure to check out both of them at the Ascended Masters store. Welcome.
How are you both?
Thanks.
Blessings to you. Thank you very much. And thanks for coming on. I know it's really good to get connected. Everybody's going to find out how tapped in, tuned in you both are here as we go through this. So energetically, there's been a lot that's happened here. You were on the show. And then I know, you know, just in our communication, you'd reached out and said there's a lot of things that people needed to be informed. So Jennifer, can you help kind of, you know, lead that way for us right now as you do so well? What's shifted here recently that's been a big change for us that we need to be aware of?
Oh, well, thank you, Jay and April. I'm so excited to be here. And it's just massive what came in. The 12-12 portal of 2021 was the new 2022 coming in. And 2022 is not like any other year. It's the new golden age. So the new golden age will fully be gridded within all energy, cellular level, humanity 2025. But 2022 is now the new golden age where you don't have to have duality anymore. We received new light bodies. So it's no longer the subtle body, the energy body, the physical body, positive mind, negative mind. Remember all the bodies, you know, that you've learned in yoga teacher training and all that? Separation. separation. You have to go here. It's all now this new divine light body that is, you know, when you talk about how did they do light conception? How did they build the temples? How did they teleport to different intergalactic travel? Well, you had to have a different operating system. And so the new divine light body came in on 12-12 for to bring into 2022. And also the new High Council of Light for Earth was gathered and initiated. And so it opens the codes of healing that you need to bring in.
Sorry, what did you say? The High Council of Earth?
Oh, of Light, right? The High Council of Light.
So real quick, let me just kind of go back track on 1 second. Okay, so now we have this these new light bodies and the High Council of Light. Okay, so help us understand what are they? Are they like, for example, the Galactic Federation? Are they a part of the Galactic Federation? Are they their own entity? Is it something totally separate? And are they also here on Earth, living on Earth?
Yeah, it's the original creators that are back again. So we all have key codes, and it's like her key unlocks me, my key unlocks her, and then we unlock like a lot of people. So it's like we're, if you think about it like a tapestry, we're all connected and we all have these specific codes. And so it's like we are calling in the High Council that they're all leaders, and most of them are already leading in that way, and they're getting called to do pilgrimages and things of that nature. And what this next year is about is connecting with them and having them walk with us. And we're all supposed to walk together this year. And then after that year, we will go and we'll still be connected versus, you know, when you go to a yoga teacher training, then you're in competition with your friend. Because if you're hosting a class on the same day, it's going in competition. That's not the society that we are creating. It's like when she hosts something on 12-12, I'll be hosting something, but they said that we're going to be walking together for 4 years with the amount of people that we have right now. So, I mean, that could all change in a blink of an eye. But it's when we start walking apart but together, it's like I'll be in, say, Bali, and she's in New Mexico or something. But we're hosting it at the same time, and we're on a Zoom. So when we're bringing in information or light codes or whatever it is, it's like her group and my group are both getting activated, and we're bringing in things from the specific points on the grid that we're at. And we're all working together in this beautiful tapestry that keeps replenishing itself. And it's like when we activate, it's like 1,000 people, then they go activate 1,000 people, and then they go activate 1,000 people. And this activation happens by you just being activated. Like you can sit in your house and it reverberates out to the whole entire collective.
So I want to just ask a couple of things because you unloaded a lot there. So I want to try to get it. That's good. No, it's good. I want to try to help. So on 12-12, let's call it the portal opened up, if you would, for us to just get our new operating systems that are now available to us. So then when you activate people, that'll be to give them the new operating systems, right? To be able to infuse them with that. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. So, okay.
Well, yes, it takes having that inner foundation. So right. First, the leaders, initiators, and the high priests and priestesses that have walked the path, have created that inner sacred union, that inner foundation, can move higher. So if someone's done no work and they've been bypassing or they're not interested, no. It's first comes into the leaders. Then the lead, and everyone's a master, but we're just all in different places on our path. And so first comes into the leaders and way showers that have this devotion to activate and then to share, and then it goes out. So first it goes something like this. What they showed us is it's not on the planet until we brought that in.
Right.
Okay. So when you said, Kendra, that you had to, and you and Jennifer were like keys, and then you kind of unlock each other, and that opens up the ability to be able to really create this energy's power. Is that now, will it similarly be, is that how that 12 will be formed? Will they just need to be able to connect with you two? How will that, can you help us understand that process?
So it's like Jennifer's the front and I'm the back, for lack of better words. Okay. So, she brings it in, and she can bring it in and people feel it and all that. But when they have their stuff, when you're bringing in that much light, most people can't hold a body and hold that much light in their field. And with all the density, it brings it in the crown, and then all of the lower chakras go over here and all chaos commences. And so with what we saw working together, was I went in, she brought in the light, and then I went in and like literally just cleared all the density from the people. And it was like, literally, I felt like I was moving this big, huge boulder up a cliff and then throwing it off. And like, some of them were stuck in their stories. And I was like, guys, if you're going to be stuck in your stories, like, I can't move this for you. You have to surrender it. Like, literally take off who you've been, who you've thought yourself to be. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as like that final push, we pushed it off. And people's response after that was like, I have been experiencing pain for the last 16 years and I've felt no physical pain since then. Like, wonderful. People have been like,
that happened within the ceremony, like third instantaneous.
In that moment. Wow.
Yeah. You know why I love this? Because last year, 2020, really leading into 2021, was the mentality was so focused on putting all of our energy on something or someone or some group of people that are going to miraculously, that we're waiting for them to miraculously shift the entire planet, right? When all along we should have been centered and focused on all that energy on us being our own ascended master, our own creator, our own master of our own destiny. But because we allowed our focus and attention to go on other things or other entities, other groups of organizations, et cetera, people got really, really off track. So now you're saying 2022, which is awesome, is all about coming into center and realizing that we are the source creator.
Absolutely.
Right. Following that, right?
Yeah, and it's the new union is 2022. So it's not the definitions of before. It's not this, the Vesca Pisces where, oh, two entities come together and they have that little bit they share and they maybe create a child or they are with source. It's the Trinity is the new oneness. They never were separate. And so it's the, and everything seems to come back to the Trinity, the 333, the 369 codes. And at 2022 is, you can have the old. Yeah, you can choose that. Absolutely. You can have you can go to a great meditation and then, oh, Monday morning. You can have that. You can choose that reality. But that is not what is 2022. 2022 is the new union, and it is a golden, it's the new golden age on earth. It's the new heaven on earth is fully here to walk in.
Right.
And so will people have to, because so there'll be other, you know, spiritual teachers, they'll come on and they'll say, okay, well, we're going to have some great times ahead of us, but the next couple, 2 or 3 years are going to be hellish.
Right.
And they're going to be really bumpy. So just kind of brace yourself until you can get through that. Do you see it that way when you're looking at it? Do you see that it's going to be a bumpy ride to get to that place
and
of like
lack of
there?
Food? There's, you know, stock up, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
Right. And a minute, literally. And
you get what you focus on.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have to, that's why we're calling in the leaders.
Yes, we're calling
because
the
we need to collectively dream a new dream because we are all impacting the collective. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, if we keep telling ourselves it's going to be a bumpy ride and it's going to be years and da, 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 da. Well, look at how much we've shifted in the last 10 years. The things that we've done is it wouldn't even make sense to ourselves in ancient Egypt. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I got you.
So let me ask you this then, Kendra. So because there is a large percentage of the population globally that are smothered in mental doom and gloom, mm-hmm. right? And it's so hard to snap a lot of that percentage out of that mindset, right? So is there going to be does the possibility exist that there's going to be two separate energies or two separate sources, so to speak, where one side will be receiving the famine and then the lack of food and the lack of the water and stockpiling and so forth and so on, where the other segment of the population are going to be like, what in God's name are you doing? Why do you have 20 things of toilet paper?
That's still duality, though. We are all one. And it's, I know that most people don't understand that from a human perspective. Like, it's like, oh yeah, I know that we're all one. But no, like, we're all one. Like, literally, it's like me being afraid to step into my power because of everything I was carrying for lifetimes. As the healing that came through for the group then came through us last night as the Akasha resurrection process, where you literally go and feel all of your lifetimes. Because a lot of us have, we think that it's outside of us, these enslavement codes, but we actually wrote the book that enslaved us because we have been so afraid of our power. Because look what I did as Cleopatra. Then I wrote 2,000 years of suffering so that I could pay for what I had perceived that I had done. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that fear of stepping forward, being seen, all came from that lifetime. So when we step forward in, like, Cleopatra and Mark Antony really believed that they were gods. They had that knowing, that gnosis of being directly an embodiment of a god, but they were coming from ego. And so when you don't do your work, you come from ego and you can only see the self. And so we have to get to this full integration process, take the shackles off, and really see why we've been enslaving ourselves. See that you don't have to live there anymore, and really be willing to walk through that fire so you can get to the other side to know the truth that you are God.
So when we start to get to 2022 and we start to break the shackles of duality, how long do you give her the codes? If I can ask you, how long do you feel like that generally will, it's all right. How long do you feel like that'll kind of take, you know what I mean? For people to really start to do that. And also to really get, for those watching and for those that are really searching right now, they're ready for this. And I think people know what they're ready for right now. And so for those that are ready, what do you recommend they do right now at this present time? For those watching in a time capsule, it's December 14, 2021. What do you recommend this at this present time they do to get brace themselves and be prepared for these activations? What do they need to do to make that successful for them?
Well, number one is to focus on the reality you want to have in your life. Because as you create that with your pineal, your divine masculine codes, and your energetic stream, and then your divine feminine, your heart, you magnetize it with a higher emotion, you can literally create what you want. So the reality, like if you watch the daily news, that's not my reality. I'm not going to get in the chaos. There will be, like my birth family, they all stood in line. They couldn't wait to get vaccinated. I don't understand that. You know, I don't want to put a bioweapon in my body. So there are people that are so enslaved, and I have so much compassion because they have that enslavement that they believe everything they hear from someone in a suit on television or someone with a government name under them. And what's happening is that the worst I feel was 2021, because it was the world, the war going on between the light and the dark. The light has won. And so I feel that on the daily level is what they need to do is first envision. I write in my journal. I put sticky notes. I'm old school. I do auto suggestion. I do sticky notes on my mirror. I created my business, my clothing business before this that way. I created what I wanted to see. I never had a bad year. It always went up because I trained my mind. I created habitual ways of being. For it to be anything. No, it's not. And I would put tapes on in my car. I would, when I had like a really difficult customer and I'm getting down that spiral, you know, and now I've noticed that I don't have that as much because of the inner work I've done. And so you have to get with Soul Tribe, you know, get with who really you leave that meeting or that group and you're like, oh, I feel so good. That's who you want to be with. Join sacred events, be in that energy. And you have to choose it. The golden age comes from within. So if you're like, yeah, it's going to be this way, it will be. And if it's like, yeah, I see light, I see where I want to be, that is you're helping co-create the golden age, because you don't need everyone to flip. No. You only need,
right.
It has gone up 400% in the year, the level of energy. I know the Schumann resonance on 11-11, we were mapping it and it was like off the scale and it went into like white light. So, and I'm sure 12-12 was too. And so, and as we go into 2022, so the level has risen that we only need like 10% or even
Okay, that's
so not, light is the light. And everyone's a master here, I feel. That's what I see.
Let me ask you a question, Jennifer, since you mentioned it, and you're not the only one. We hear it all the time. The light has won. The light has won. How do you really know that, number one? And number two, the dark owns so much of the corporations that we use every single solitary day, instruments, products, food, the supply chain. So how do you know with confidence that the light has won when the dark is still so present on so many levels? Either one of you can answer that question.
What I just say to that is, yes, the light has won. The minions, they got the top are out, but there are a lot of, they have been on planet Earth for 25,000 years. They have infiltrated every single government, palace, agency, everything, yes. But only the middle managers are around. So that's why you still see the news, you still see, it isn't all done yet. Now, humanity believing what they're hearing, they're seeing that humanity isn't quite ready yet to hear all the truth. But it isn't finished yet. And I know because the Sun King, I feel him. I am a partner in that with him energetically as the divine feminine part of that. And so I know what I've seen. I know what's coming. I know what's here. They just haven't told everyone yet. And that is the wave that's coming when they start to show you and tell you the real truth that everything we were raised on is the opposite. And so I'll pass that to Kendra.
But I also feel that. Like this light and dark, it's really just the ego. And the ego is really clinging on for dear life because it's dying. It's that part, just like the part of me that was coming up to infiltrate the healing last night. And you were like, you have to tell that part of you to get in the back seat. Mm-hmm. It's not allowed to have its voice. So
why and how and right. When's it gonna
but
be?
When, and yeah, all that. And you have to just stay in that connection, like yoke yourself to a higher power and really call in your guides and guardians. There's so much assistance here right now between the Galactic Council, all of the different, you know, sentient races, and all of the angelic kingdom is here. Like, all you have to do is literally call upon it and then open yourself to receive and get back to that innocence that we were born with. And when you're seeing things and you're going to be hyper aroused and go to feed that narrative, you have to bring yourself back to your center and really ask yourself, like, what voice do you want to feed right now? What energy do you want to feed your attention?
Would that be like having a Christ and Kendra, Christ and Antichrist consciousness in each one of us that we have to manage? Is that's pretty much it? So we all got that. And I think that's a lot of it's very difficult, I think, for people to just admit that they have both potentials, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a true statement? Would it be that they have an Antichrist and a Christ within them? They have that, both of them in it.
You know what I mean? Neuron that is Hitler.
What was that?
We all have a neuron inside of us that is Hitler. Like, anything that you judge is inside of you. The moment that we forgive ourselves and forgive all others, we go home.
Mm-hmm. And home will be the merge of the
two. When things stop triggering you is when you know you have really moved past, you know, things that used to upset you, or you'd kind of get enraged, or you'd fester about it.
Look, when you're clinging.
Yeah.
Like, ah!
And as you move... as you move into a lot of healing, because you've done your inner work, you walk on the earth, but not of it. You're kind of like on like a little bit escalator, like 6 inches up. You're just kind of cruising through your day, and then you catch yourself, maybe something. Traffic always would kind of get me a little bit, and so then I would just, you know,
not in California. I can't imagine.
Oh, Los Angeles. Yeah, I would be like, why are they all stopped? And so
just like what Jennifer was saying, it's like when you do your work and when you're bringing in these higher codes, you're walking around and you are a gift to this world. Mm-hmm. It's like us going to the store the other day and talking to this little girl, and there being an angel sent to be a homeless person, and for her to have connected with me, and then she starts to cringe and judge this homeless man. And then so I start talking to him and say, remember the elf on the shelf that you were just telling me about? Like, remember to be love, remember to birth the Christ. And she was like, and I saw her entire lifetime shift in a blink of an eye, because now she's going to say, oh wait, not all homeless people are dangerous or are yucky. Like, that homeless man was so nice to that woman that I really liked. And so when we start to just be that love and we emulate that love, we start to, it's amazing. If you just think about COVID, how fast we saw that spread, right? That is how fast we can shift this world if we all go to our heart and surrender the fear.
The new golden age starts in the heart center. The heart center is the control center.
And that was one of the light reasons why we had to experience something like COVID, so that we could see how connected we actually are. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Jennifer, that we are past the whole issue, or do you see other variants and other things coming up to still try to take people off their course?
In my reality, it's over, but they will, because they, until they really dismantle all of it, the light there, it's benefiting. It's still sussing out some of the players that need to be removed. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's every 2 months, isn't it? There's a new one. They just appeal a new name.
Pretty much.
They change the travel and they change the, you can't come in this country. Yeah, it's almost like a game. It's a playbook. It's they did this in 1939 Germany, right? You had to have papers. You had to show where you're going. You had to, it's the same playbook.
It's calling for the power of the people.
Yeah, it's calling for you to step up.
Right. It's not for us to go riot in the street, because when we resist something, it persists. Mm-hmm. It's really to just step, to just like choose out of that reality. I'm sorry, that doesn't exist in my reality. I went to New York and you're supposed to have like a whatever card to go in to eat. They didn't question me. I got to go eat everywhere in New York. They didn't stop me. So it's like when you live from that space, it's like, it's amazing. It's like, I don't know if I'm vibrating out of their reality so they don't see me or what's happening.
That's a very high possibility. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have like had experiences where people just like run right into me like they did not see me. So I know that that probably is a possibility. But so it's about what reality are you choosing to co-create within? Mm-hmm.
Do you, Jennifer, as a businesswoman, and thank you for your service, because I know you don't do any of this for other than for the fact of really getting the message out and really helping people. And, you know, you've done well in your life and congrats for that. As a business person, do you think that as far as the teachings that are made available to people, are we too soft and nurturing on them? So in it that when people say, hey, well, humanity's not really ready yet to hear this or to hear that. I mean, is there a sense that maybe like, you know what, man, let's just throw this shit in their face. You know what I mean? And get them right now. I mean, you know, the cream will rise to the top. I mean, do you think maybe that,
like tough love?
Yeah, like a tough love scenario. Do you think we need that? And the reason I ask that is because we hear a lot, well, when they're not ready, they'll freak out when they see that the people that they watch, that they idolize and this like that. But I want to say, well, you know, like, oh, they were this or that or that. But then I want to say also, then, you know, you just put humanity through really a living hell for the last few years. So my mind seems to think that humanity is ready to hear it. I don't know. I mean, maybe I perceive it differently. But what do you think about that? Do you think it needs to be pushed harder and not so soft as it is right now?
Well, it's union. So if we're in an age of union, what will bring that up in people? What will open their hearts? What will create the golden age? You have to have something that you're going to have to think in a new way, believe in a new way, create in a new way to get a new reality. Because if you think in the old way, how are we going to create the new golden age? When I had my garment business, I was so masculine. I was round tight. I was working 7 days a week. And I knew I couldn't be that person and know where I was going. I knew intuitively. So they put me in a 4 to 5 year mystery school of my own. And I had to be unwound and rewound. So that was my own, what the planet's going through. So we are now learning to co-create. We're learning to create. We're learning to imagine from a new place, because we have to create new things. Like, you know, you can't just do in-person meetings for the last 18 months. You had to do Zoom and you had to do online. You had to get creative. You had to think new ways. And now we are globally connecting. I doubt we would be sitting here today with you if there wasn't COVID. Right. Because we wouldn't need to connect. We'd be like, you'd have your people. We'd have our people. We'd have our, when we were gathering in Bali, you know, 50 people would come in person, online with like 20. you know, it was like, oh, it was little. They were actually preparing me before to do both. And it would hurt my brain so much. I'm not technologically gifted. And I would have two Zoom meetings and half people in one. I mean, it was so bad. But I learned, and it was prepared me for it. But we have to do things new. So I can only speak to where we're going. That's all I see. Yeah. And I see so much light, and I see healing, and I see people who are so thirsty because they've been drinking sand for 50 years.
Yeah. And like, that just reminded me of the Yeshua's grandmother, the book that...
And the grandmother of Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that book.
She's like holding the intention of where we're going. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see. It's like, I've been working with people, you know, for many years, doing this healing work, but also bringing in the light. And I can, but when I'm doing healing work by myself, I just hold Christ consciousness. I don't go down mm-hmm. in hell with them. Mm-hmm. So when we're working together, she's bringing in the higher light. And instead of me going and joining her in that higher light, because I can, and we'd both be like really high and probably everybody get electrocuted, honestly. I mean, we've done that in Egypt.
Yeah.
We did that in Egypt. And yeah, it was amazing. But we're here to like really birth this new earth. And mm-hmm. so like I'm a portal, she brings in the light, and it's like we're birthing this new earth. So
what do you think your past life connection is between the two of you?
Oh, she taught me when I was Magdalene, and we started out in the beginning.
Yeah, I was in the Temple of Isis as the high priestess, and so Magdalene came, and that's where I held the energy. I didn't walk with Yeshua, but yeah, many lifetimes. And it's so amazing as we're relearning with each other.
Just like when we were doing that on 12/12, and mm-hmm. she looked at me, and she's like, whoa, I just saw... us sitting mm-hmm. like standing at this altar, and like I've seen that vision my entire life, so I just like started crying, you know. So
when she did these tuning forks in front of me, I remembered an entire ceremony where we would walk down 30-foot corridor of tuning forks with priests playing them that clears your field. So mm-hmm. if you're going into a big initiation and you're moving
that's cool.
And at the end, they would put it right in front of your pineal as a truth serum. Like, could you do this next initiation?
And the whole High Council has been around us the mm-hmm. entire time I've been here. Mm-hmm. Thoth has been here. He has four scribes with him. I mean, like, all of the councils are here. And I didn't understand what they were here to watch us do. I was like, they said we need to get through the human part to get through it. So last night, we literally went to just start channeling. And for some reason... Jesus told me I'm supposed to record it, and I didn't know why, like what I said, why we needed to record it didn't really make sense, right? Like, oh, in case we need to see, I don't know. We start recording it, and like something's happening, and I'm like, do the thing, we're supposed to birth this. And then I start getting resistant, like, why do I have to be the one to birth it? And then all of a sudden I had sadness about purple and gold and related to Cleopatra, and she's like, feel it. And this whole freaking process comes in where I literally allowed like all of those lifetimes to process and saw why I've always felt like it was dangerous for people to love me my entire life. Like, don't come too close because you'll get killed, because they always do. And so—
I always did.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they always did. And so what we saw on 12/12 working together was she brings in the higher light. And yes, I can go up there with her, and that's where I feel most comfortable, right? But I've chose to literally, I mean, come on, I was Cleopatra, so I said, oh, I'm going to reincarnate however many times and experience every brutal brutality, suicide out there, literally. The things that were coming off me was intense. And so now it's like, I'm not scared to go down there. Like, it doesn't matter what they're going to throw at me, like, they're not going to sway me. I've seen it all. I've been through it all. So she holds the light, and I like grab a rope and I go down in hell with people. And I literally go like this. And then I push, just like we did in Egypt with that first day when she walked in front, she was like the cup that was scooping all the stuff to take it off world. And I held the space and we took it off world. Mm-hmm. And so now we're doing that for like the groups that we're walking with. Mm-hmm. It's like she's holding the light and I'm scooping all the stuff, and it's their choice walking forward after that. if when those things come up, if they want to put those shackles back on, because they will be tested. Mm-hmm. And so it's always a choice every single day. But if you stay in that alignment, it's amazing, because like your entire life will shift in one day.
Mm-hmm. So when people go through 2022 and the new operating system starts to come into play and that starts to take effect, do we then, and then it fully starts to take into effect, Jennifer, do we continue to reside here? Those are there, or is it at some point, do you merge with the source? Is your work here on earth done, or does it still continue?
Well, there's initiations to move into, if you have the initiations to move into like first rung, second rung, extended master as a physical being. First, what happened to me is my higher Christ self came down like a self walk-in. Mm-hmm. From the woman that was running the clothing business to who's looking at you now is a different,
yeah,
eyes. Like it's me. I like certain things still. I like, but you remember everything. It's so seamless. And so first, as you move and you accept, yes, and they might give you jobs or they might give you vision. Let's say they give you a book and you keep putting it off. Well, you're just putting off your Christed self. If you're like, no, I need to work at the bank still. I don't have time to do that on the weekend. You're just putting it off. It just takes longer. It's, it could take till next life. It's your choice. But if you are a yes and you're like, I'm going to ascend in this lifetime, you can, and that is your passion, and you're a yes, you will have people, places, and events showing up in your life that get you there, because as you're constantly a yes, you get higher codes and higher codes because you move higher in the level of light.
So, but basically, we don't surrender our soul until our soul is completely done with its evolution. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll be here until all of the souls on this earth are to the kingdom of heaven. So they're to that Christ consciousness, right? Then that's where, like us, we will get the choice to choose to surrender our soul and go back to source. But we're here until literally all of the children come home. And so every time that we go to, see this and that as bad or against us, if we just ask to see how God sees that person.
That's very good, Kendra.
But you allow yourself, but if you sit, think about it with frequencies, if you are looking at that person and you're like judging them because they're not doing great things, but they're showing up in our reality because we've obviously been them at one point in time. We've done some horrific things in our lifetimes. And so instead of condemning them and putting the shame off of ourselves, if we can just take that frequency and then instead align it with God, then they will have to rise, because what's happening now is we're all joining with that lower frequency and blaming one another. But when we hold that frequency, they have to rise or they have to leave. Like there is no vibrational possibility for it to be any different. But what we've been doing and why we've been seeing all of this is because we've all been joining them in hell. We have to hold the Christ light in order for all of us to rise. And so that means that I keep hearing Rockefellers for some reason, I don't know why, but say somebody from that family awakened today and chose the light. It's like we have to be
willing, which is always a possibility,
fully allow for them to come home. It can't be, it's not for us to judge.
Yeah, everyone's source.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, holding that, like that's when you ask me like, oh, how do we create that? How do we have those two dualities? Well, I only know one. I only know oneness. Right. Like when I see someone, they're like, yeah, that person's really troubled. I don't really see that. I see their light. So I see the light in me. And so I only see the light in others. So it's what are you looking at? What are you holding within yourself as you enter your life, as you walk through your day? And that frequency that you are emitting and that you are being is a gift to the planet, because you are helping and releasing and giving others permission to heal and walk in that.
But I want to say that Jennifer's not just holding the light there, because there's some people that do that and then they bypass the shadow and they have that undercurrent. And so like I've been walking with Jennifer for, almost a year now, and she's integrated she can know the shadow. She knows it. But she's integrated it. So it's not an undercurrent within her.
No, you have to feel it.
Yeah.
That's the power. When you feel the pain and trauma it's you've been healed. Tap dancing around for, yeah. you know, 10,000 lives, like maybe you broke your vows in Atlantis or you did some things. And if you feel it, it allows it to move up and out and dissolve forever. But yeah. if you push it down, like, no, oh, I didn't do that. Or, oh, I can't feel it. Or, oh, I'm going to go drink some more or yeah. have another relationship. It just gets, it goes deeper. And so as you feel it, so I did, I mean,
it
I learned that from,
and out.
From Mary yeah. Magdalene, the divine feminine way, the path is you feel all your emotions, your sexuality, and you feel, and your body. Those are the three paths of the divine feminine. And so you feel it, you have this pain and trauma like she did last night, just organically. It was like a 2-hour clearing and she felt it all. She was on the ground. She was like, feeling it, yeah. not bypassing
like,
it. No plant, no plant medicine. Sorry,
no.
plant medicine friends.
No, but that's also why they had me go learn from the mother so that yeah. I could give that frequency. And it was, it's funny that you brought that up because I was like, I was literally like watching it back. Like you would think that there was ayahuasca involved in this.
No.
There was not.
No, it was all natural.
It was all natural. It all came from
source.
But
it's the feeling. I didn't bypass, you know?
Yeah. And to have that safety, well, for one, she was being a guide. She was stepping in to be the voice of source so that I wasn't walking alone. Because I think a lot of our trauma comes from, oh, you're crying, go in your room, do that somewhere else. No one loves you when you're acting like that. Mm-hmm. And so for one, the healing was to be seen. And for two, they had me film it so that I could go back and know the process so that, because I was told I'm supposed to take a few of our leaders through this healing process that I've already released. But they said, you're going to add on three extra classes to teach something else. I'm like, well, what is that? And then they take me through this. Well, it's going to be this. So it's like healing the body, the emotions, and now the soul. And to really have that resurrection rather than rebirth, because you're not leaving parts of yourself. You're bringing all of your consciousness and having a resurrection of the soul.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Very cool. You both are so well spoken.
I
tell you, very inspiring about what's happening there. Hey, you know, this is such a great example about how, you know, soul sisters and soul brothers get together and they mm-hmm. just supercharge each other and
yep.
create this amazing powerhouse where we're actually witnessing right now. And thank you both for that. So what do you say we do an activation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you got it out there. Yeah, cool. Right on.
Okay. What do you want us to do?
So just place both of your feet on the ground and focus your attention on the bottoms of your feet.
Okay.
Take a deep breath and close your eyes. And I'm just going to ask Jennifer to go up to source and just bring in the highest light. And we're just going to breathe 10 times in the mouth, out the nose, in the mouth, out the nose. In the mouth, out the nose, 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 in the mouth, and hold, and out the nose. Calling in Mother, Father, God, creating a sacred container, allowing for all souls to rise and know the truth that they are God's. Releasing all karmic contracts, agreements, expectations, vows made in this life and all others, we sever all contracts, calling back all of our life force energy back to our present embodiment now.
Beloved, with your healing, divine, beautiful, sacred heart, your beautiful, envision a beautiful gold and white light within your heart. This is your quantum field of the activated presence. As you connect with all the cosmos, as you send out with every inhale, with every exhale, you send it down into the core of Mother Earth. With every inhale, you breathe it back up into your heart. This is the Ankh breath, the breathing of life. And then you send it out, exhale up to the galactic center. Inhale down through all the cosmos into your heart and then out through your arms exhaling, inhaling to the edges of the universe, feeling in all that cosmic light opening. Because first we need to move you into the quantum field of heart coherence, because your heart is the gateway of your mastery and your gifts. And now I'm seeing beautiful sacred geometry. I see a golden triangle. I see interlinking triangles within you, within April and Jay, within the collective field. Each of you has your own special unique gifts. And because you're a yes and you decided to listen and join us, Spirit, I see Goddess Isis is with you, wrapping her beautiful wings of light around you. Father Ra is opening up a scroll, and he's reading out to you now a gift and a mastery that I have chills, so that's a yes. A gift and a mastery that is something you have been wanting, or something even you didn't know. It could be an acceleration to a gift, or it could be a new gift. And so I want you to just feel into this scroll, this golden scroll that's opening before you. He is unwrapping it. He is standing in his royalty. He is the creator with the golden beings of light of this universe. As you move higher in source, you get bigger jobs, and one of the biggest jobs is creating a universe. And this is a universe of union, this Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Pluto, this beautiful galaxy we live in. And so with that scroll, this intelligent golden light is now filtering and fusing and beaming into your golden heart, your quantum field of pure light and space, the highest encodements, and activating and igniting wisdoms that within you. I give you nothing. It's all within you. And with your yes, and in this activated field, it is now being so. And you will feel it. You'll hear it. You might see colors. You might see other energies. You might see angels, your ascended masters, your guides and angels all supporting you with you. I see Mother Mary. I see a beautiful cotillion of beautiful gods and goddesses on a dais. And so with this beautiful codes that are now activating within you from the scroll, make it so from all planes, dimensions, continuums, and
there's something happening in Jay's field. And so it's connected to April as well. And so like a part of his face is going numb, and I saw this with another masculine we were working with. So Jay, April, just as archetypes for the collective, there's like a zipper or a button that you can just take from the top of your crown and just like unzip this suit that you've been wearing. It's like a snake suit, okay? Like literally, and just like unzip it all the way, and then we're gonna crack it open. And then I'm just gonna call that light in the middle of you guys. Just come out. Come out. So Jay, I see there was just, I don't know what happened, if it was religious or something happened, but I'm just calling that your innocence you were born with out.
I see some old dogma.
Yeah, and I'm just taking your inner child, and the Divine Mother is just holding your inner child.
I also see a beautiful golden arc line between you and April, like a beautiful halo of connection of what you have agreed to walk together. And so I see it very strong, and I see this as just a beauty of you two together. And so yeah, as an archetype for all that are listening, that you also can unzip that false self, that suit you've been wearing.
And so with April, it's like the suit was like this, I have to be strong, and that means I have to be like this, like almost like masculine or something, and it's like it's asking for that vulnerability, that softness to come forward. And so I'm just seeing her, and it's an inner child. Oh, she's so cute,
that inner union.
So I'm just seeing her come out. Wow, she's like got pigtails. She's so cute. Oh, I didn't
have pigtails my whole youth.
I see her. Come here. Oh, she's coming. Oh, I see you guys both holding hands. You guys made this contract way before you guys came here. You guys are looking at each other. Oh, okay. This is so beautiful. Yes.
It's divine white light.
You guys are a beautiful union. And remember those innocent children inside of you that are ready to play and dance and sing and be so much love and light. And I'm just gonna call out, Jay, just surrender any of this. It's like that gray stuff that was on my heart. Just surrender it,
Armor.
Just breathe it out. Mm-hmm. you can now surrender all of your contracts, enslavement codes, just putting it on the altar in front of you guys, mm-hmm. giving it to God, allowing for it all to be recycled. Is it recycled?
To source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sent back to source. Back to source to be re-encoded. Mm-hmm. Just surrender it all. And so, like, when we're doing activations and stuff, mm-hmm. if we were going to go more into this, we'd have you, like, get up and, like, move and be like, because you got to, like, get it out, mm-hmm. you know? And so, like, yeah, it's when you're first stepping into this, it's
a nice light.
My zipper suit off.
I feel real light.
It's so beautiful because it was four of us. So four is foundation. Yeah. So what I feel we did in this moment is we created a foundation for all humanity to have felt this. And then everyone that experiences this, it's going to go out amplified by a million.
Yeah.
And like a
mass. Awesome.
Because everyone that's going to listen is with us right now.
Yeah.
Because there's no linear time. So I feel like in this moment, we have shifted something on the planet.
Well, I can tell you the energy in this room, it feels like it's just like angels and spirits and light guides all covering this room. Yeah.
What I'm seeing is just you go up to their soul star and I'll go down and we'll just anchor them. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's going to bring you up to your soul star.
We're going to seal this now.
Okay.
And then bring in the highest timeline for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to just bring your cords down and plug them into the floor of the earth. Okay?
Like a beautiful golden axis.
Thank you.
Gridding this, sealing this for all time, space, continuums, dimensions, and planes. All contracts, agreements, and covenants are now upgraded to this new, beautiful oneness of union of golden codes and golden masteries as you. Divinely dispensated directly from source.
Yes, it is done, it is done, it is done.
So it is, so it is, so it is.
Beautiful. Now just be very gentle with you guys yourselves and allow 7 days for your body to integrate and wake up. And so like you might want to eat something that you've never even tried before. Like after my first session, it was nuts. I'd never liked nuts. So you might need to sleep. Whatever it is, just be gentle. You might need to cry. We were just talking the other day, we were doing an interview, I was interviewing her, and how I was being so weird because I was trying to be like in interview mode. And normally like, when I'm interacting or I'm moving because I'm in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so the Holy Spirit moves and we've been trained to keep our, be still and like be stern, like even when we hear music, it's unnatural for us not to sway. Mm-hmm. It's really unnatural. So it's about untraining ourselves from like those programs that tell us that it's weird to talk with our hands or to be flowy. It's like allow yourself to be in the spirit, to be in the divine. And so that's not like you have to get over like that, oh, I probably look weird. Like I had to get out of my own way. We had like 100 people on Zoom and like I needed to make noise and get this stuff out of the field. And if I didn't do that, then I wouldn't have been able to move it. So I had to just like surrender the story and be like, you know what, if they think I'm weird, oh well, I'm gonna help them. They're gonna obviously know I'm not weird after that. You know, like
that was awesome.
It was really beautiful.
Thank
both
you
of
so
you.
Much. Yeah, it's, really. It's, you definitely feels very light, very angelic in here. Thank you.
I'm telling you, everybody, look at this example.
Look at the
right.
Exactly.
Look at this
at the
example
power.
Right here. Of this.
Yes.
And you cells can co-create.
That's what I was just gonna say, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very alpha. Yes.
So
and I'm a one and she's a four, our numerology. So
Wow. Well, listen, bless
that's
you both
awesome.
And thank you.
Okay, so
I know we're gonna have all your links in the description below so people could find out more about your events that you do throughout the year and the teachings you do. So definitely on that. Is there anything you'd like to share on that or what they're gonna experience when they get there?
Joy is just coming through to say, and it's not to say that her and I won't go through tests and trials. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to bring up all of each other's stuff, but we're conscious about it and we're gonna walk through this together and know that we're in sacred union because we're bringing this forth to the world and we have this commitment to source and it's not about our egos. So there's going to be stuff that comes up when you guys are in sacred union and it's about really surrendering the stuff to see it for what it is and allowing for it to be released for the entire collective through you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to mention also that, yeah, next year, can I talk about just a,
please? Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I would love to, yeah.
2022. Yeah, oh. Our, the portals are, 2022 portals are 222, February 22nd. The big portal of a 6 year, which is 2022, is June 6th, 666. We're claiming that back. And so,
great.
And the 1111 portal, Stargate. So we're going to be in Sedona for 222, pilgrimage, Mount Shasta on 666, and Hawaii, the center of the portal, of this portal on the planet, Hawaii on 1111 Stargate. So we
have been told to invite you both.
Yes. Well, Sedona is the sacred couple. It's going to be the new union. So it's sisters, brothers, and couples.
And so when you're dispensated that new union code, you spread it to the world around you. So, I mean, be great.
And we're bringing in the new Sedona as we're bringing in the new Mount Shasta to show us last night. There's a whole changing of the guard.
Some probably crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Adama and Saint Germain are passing the baton, and it's now the new golden. It'll be the new golden pyramid and royal temple in Shasta, and that's
I love it.
That's so
very
cool.
Exciting.
That is really really cool.
I love it. We're looking the leaders and high priestesses and way showers to gather with us in these high council priestess pilgrimages.
Yeah, it's no
excellent.
Well, you know, listen. Thank you both for your leadership and stepping up and showing everybody blessings to your union.
Yes,
for real, and
you
know, may that be
everything.
Blessed for everything, and thank you for, you know, this today, and everybody, did you get that? And if you didn't, rewind it and go through it again, you know, just hit that,
really,
really, really get that, feel that it's right there. This moment will live forever if you let it. So
that you're willing to receive in that moment, if you didn't feel it the first time, if you were just like, whoa, what was that? Say, yes, I'm open to receiving this.
Exactly. And
zip off the suit.
Right, and you know what? One last thing before we go. The best thing everyone can do for themselves is start saying yes, yes, yes. Stop saying no, no, no. Put down the resistance and allow for the unbelievable, for the unimaginable, for the everything. Just yes, the yes,
magic,
yes.
Magic is in the moment, not knowing, and you have to be able to step into that unknowing, and that's when the beautiful gifts come in, and that is the challenge, right? To just be unknown in that moment. Just like this moment right now, I can create something new. I can go this way or that way.
Wow, very cool, very
beautiful.
Cool.
Thank
bless you both
so
again,
much.
And thank you so much for this. This was really, really special. Much love to you. Okay, you got it. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. Yeah,
thank you.
And
together, we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, make sure to check these two out at the Ascended Master Store.
And zip the suit.
And may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
See you next time.
I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless, Patriots worldwide.
Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go. I got a voice out there. It's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use to that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you. So you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay. You can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course. And then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.